isn't it usually a requirement for developments like that to put in the roadways and drainage and all that and retention before they start building, you know, buildings and get occupancy? I thought that was, you know, kind of standard.
It is, but when you got a small town community and everybody has volunteered on the board, on all the separate boards, except for the clerk's office, which is full time, the fire, you know, public safety in the city is all full-time employees, along with DPW, but the rest of it's the tax board, the planning board, city council board. I mean, everybody is all volunteers, and so they take advantage of that because we're not full-time or 100% filled in with everything. So yeah, so they've been in a couple other small rural communities, but if they try doing this in a, like, Stroman Heights or Warren or Yanka, what they did would have been illegal.